All right, welcome back to MythBusters, special Tynus Esther edition. We're up to myth number 88. Learning today is sponsored by Risa Nefrayim Prince, in memory of Risa's father, Pesha Ben Yishai Tzvi, Tehinish Masa Tura B'Tura Chaim, and for Refu Shlema, for Shira Bas Devor Leia. Okay, why do we fast on Tynus Esther? Why are we fasting today? Hopefully you watch this before the fast is over. We know it's a happier type of fast day. It's not really a sad day. We're not commemorating any destruction. There's some nachmanides to that. Shlomo Zalman says, whereas in the other minor fasts, which start in the morning, like let's take Shivasa Batamas, for example, he says it's inappropriate to get married at night the night before. Right? The night before is not yet the fast day, but it's a sad day, so even though the fast doesn't start until the morning, you shouldn't be so celebratory the night before. Here, Shlomo Zalman says, you can get married on the night of Tynus Esther. It's not a sad day. We technically fast during the day, but the night before, Gesunta Hey, if you want to get married. He actually got married on Purim itself. So it's a different type of fast day. Why are we fasting? All right, I think the most obvious answer you'd get is we're commemorating the fast of Esther, the fast that she did for 3 days, along with the Jews of Shushan before she entered the inner chambers to meet up with Ahasuerus to make her request. It makes sense. After all, it's called Tynus Esther, the fast of Esther, and that is the fast of Esther that we are aware of. The problem is, and this is why the Aruch HaShulchan does not like this, is that Esther's fast did not take place today on Yud Gimel Adar. It took place on in Nisan, on Yud Dalid, Tesvav, and Tezai Nisan, actually on Pesach. Haman's letters went out on the 13th of Nisan, and then immediately after that, beginning basically with Pesach, Esther fasted for 3 days, met with Ahasuerus. The whole thing took like a week, and then ended up killing Haman pretty quickly after that. So why would we be fasting on Yud Gimel Adar for something which actually, for a fast that occurred during Nisan? All right, you could say the reason she was fasting in Nisan was for what was going to happen in Yud Gimel Adar, that was the day that Haman decreed to kill the Jews. Nonetheless, this is one, I think, the most obvious answer given, and if there's a myth to it, maybe this is the mythy part that people think that it's really commemorating Esther's fast. Other than the fact that that was 3 days and this is 1 day, all right, it's hard to fast 3 days. It just didn't take place on Yud Gimel Adar. So it's a more questionable answer, I think. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Brura say we're commemorating a different fast, a fast which is not directly recorded in the Megillah, but that did occur, and that is the fast that took place today on Yud Gimel Adar, on the day the Jews went out to war. Yud Gimel Adar is the day that we were supposed to be wiped out, according to Haman's decree, but the decree was changed or added, amended, that we can now defend ourselves. We went out to war, and the Jews fasted before they went out to war. This used to be the minhag. Mishnah Berurah says that Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu fasted on the day that he fought against Amalek in the Torah. So again, counterintuitive. Why are you fasting before you go out to war? But it's to show that we're relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to, through Tfilos V'Tachanunim and fasting, show that we rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it worked out. Hashem saved them even though they were fasting and were physically weaker. Interesting to think about that, you know, with all the Purim and Yom Kippur connections that exist, Yom Kippurim, this is another one that just hit me, that talking about going to war on a fast day, so Yud Gimel Adar, according to this, is one, and most famously in our, you know, modern history, Yom Kippur War. Didn't work out as well, but we could add that to the Yom Kippur Purim file. Anyway, so that is the second, I think, seems to be the more correct answer for why we're fasting today. To commemorate the fast that took place today on Yud Gimel Adar. And again, it shows it's not a sad fast. It's not like it wasn't particularly an Eis Tzara. The feeling was, okay, we could defend ourselves now. It worked out for us, and we're going to win, and they did win the war. So that is the second answer. I'll just end. There's a nice idea by the Kedushas Levi, the Bardichever. So he says, there's a little bit of Hasidus here, but he's there. All right, I should say more than that. It's the nature of the Kedushas Levi. So he says, the Satan, he's always thinking about what the Satan's going to say about us. So the Satan's going to come to Hashem on Purim and see, oh, look at your people. They're drinking and partying and self-indulgence. And this is your Am HaNivchar. So Hashem's going to say, oh, look to yesterday. Look at what they did before. They're not doing this for themselves. They're doing it because it's a mitzvah, because there's a reason for them to do it. If they were told to fast, they would drop everything and fast. Look at what they were doing yesterday. And that shows that everything is really L'shem Shemayim. So that's the point of Tynus Esther. Almost to justify, so to speak, to the Satan that tomorrow it's not just self-indulgence, it's we're being Mekayim Mitzvah, there's Kedusha to it, and we would do anything. If Hashem told us to fast, we'll fast. If He told us to eat, we'll eat. It's all just service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The flip side is true on Yom Kippur. He says that on Erev Yom Kippur, the Satan is going to come to God. Oh, look at all of your this is the end of Aseres Metshuva. The Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are opened up, and they're just eating all day. Erev Yom Kippur, a big seuda. Hashem says, look what they're going to do tomorrow. Again, same idea, just the opposite. And he says that's the pshat. And when we say Vahaser Satan Milfaneinu Me'acharenu, to you know, get rid of the Satan from before us and from after us, says what's a Satan Milfaneinu Me'acharenu? Milfaneinu is a Satan who argues on the Erev, on the day before, on Erev Yom Kippur. What are they doing? So Hashem says, look to the next day. Me'acharenu is a Satan who looks to the afterwards. Oh, look, what are they doing on Purim? Hashem says, look to the previous day. So that's the Milfaneinu Me'acharenu. But again, the Bar Ditchever's idea is we're fasting today to kind of like, to put it simply, to justify our actions tomorrow. So those are three different ideas of what the fast on Tainus Esther is all about. Everybody should have an easy rest of the fast and a very meaningful Purim. Yeah, Freilich and Purim.